Welcome to Yoga Nidra for deep relaxation. Give yourself a moment to get comfortable. Perhaps you want to consider the lighting, the sound. Are there any props, supports that you can use to get really comfortable? Feeling free to pause the recording to set up this time for the stillness practice of Yoga Nidra. And coming back when you feel ready. And as you're settling into the props, into the supports below you, become aware of those supports. Perhaps you feel the floor below your pelvis or your feet. Perhaps you notice the pillow under your knees and how your knees can relax into the pillow. Notice that without effort, you are supported. And create this as the safe place to do your practice today. And then begin to tune in to the flow of your breath without trying to shape it, fix it, or solve it. Just notice the inhale and notice the exhale, allowing it to flow freely, just as it is. Knowing there's no effort needed, you can simply be here with your breath. Begin to become aware, sense into, with curiosity, how you feel in this moment. And if you find the mind getting busy trying to answer that question, allow yourself to tap into the sensations of the body versus how it's described by the mind. Maybe noticing what you feel, where you feel it, and what it feels like, without trying to solve or fix anything that you find, without judgment, but curiosity. What do I feel, and where do I feel it? If it's helpful, you can begin at one end of the body and work your way to the other end. But just listening in to each sensation curiously. And then begin to be wondering, how would you like to feel at the end of your practice? What would be helpful? How would you describe what that would feel like? Where you would feel it? Not from a place of picking the right thing or getting this right, but just noticing how you would feel at the end of your practice with intent. And then with that in your mind, that experience of how you want to feel, create your intention for the practice using an I am statement. So perhaps that's I am peaceful, or I am alive, or I am healthy. Whatever it is that would be a positive in the now version of how you'd like to feel at the end of your practice. It doesn't matter if you get it right, just allowing yourself to be in that discovery. And then begin to repeat that statement as though it's being said within you. allowing that to flow with your breath, becoming more and more easeful with each repetition. I am. And let's bring your awareness now to your big toes, as though all the neurons in your brain's attention are pointed at your big toes. Allow that attention to relax the toes. And then moving into the second toe, the third, the fourth, and the pinky toe. Allowing that attention to communicate a complete relaxation of all of your toes. And then bringing that attention to the toe mound under the foot, the arch of the foot, and the heel of the foot, to the top of the foot, from toes to ankle. Allow the mind's attention to tell the entire foot to completely relax. Shifting that attention now into the lower legs, the calves, the shins, all the way to the knees. Sending the signal to your lower legs to completely relax. And then bringing your awareness to your knees. Sending the signal to completely relax, to soften, to unwind any tension. Allowing the knees and the lower legs and the feet to get heavy, to be supported more deeply by the props below you, by the floor, the supports below you. And drawing that attention into the upper legs, the front of the upper legs, the back of the upper legs. Allowing that intention to unwind, to unravel tension, and completely relax. Bring the awareness now into the pelvis, allowing the attention to completely unwind and soften and relax the pelvis. Drawing that attention now into the belly, the abdomen, the low back, with the intention to soften, to unwind any tension, and completely relax. Drawing the intention up into the mid torso, the lungs, the heart space, the mid back, the lower ribs, with the intention to completely relax, soften, and unwind any tension. Bringing the awareness now into the shoulders and the upper back, the upper chest, with the intention to unwind, release any tension, and completely relax. drawing that intention into the arms, the upper arms towards the elbows, elbows to wrists, and wrists to hands, unwinding all tension and completely relax. And now into the jaw, the teeth, the mouth, the cheeks, the nose, the eye sockets, the cheekbones, the forehead, the temples, and the rest of the head. Allowing all tension to be released, to unwind and completely relax the entire head. And now the entire body, with the intention of completely unwinding any tension, relaxing completely and sinking towards the supports below you, towards the floor, the props, anything holding you in this moment. Returning your attention back to the breath. And as you begin to become aware of the inhales and the exhales, begin to notice the flow, the natural current and flow of your breath. And beginning to count back from 27 to 0. Inhale. Exhale. 27. Inhale. Exhale, 26. Continuing to count your breath backwards at your own pace. If you lose track of where you are, just continue where you believe or remember yourself to be, without judgment or shame, just counting back your breath. If you've noticed that your attention has wandered from your breath, just returning back to the counting of the breath. 15. 14. beginning to imagine a very large screen in front of you in your mind's eye. It's as wide and as tall as the view. And with each of the items that I cue here in a moment, allow yourself to visualize whatever that is in front of you on the screen. Noticing any experience in your body or your mind without engagement or judgment, but rather curiosity and awareness. So visualizing the color of blue on the screen in front of you in any way that it shows up. And then visualizing a window on the screen in front of you. And out that window, you see the first snowfall of the season. And then a baby that's laughing. A field of wildflowers. The look on your favorite person as they smile. Your face as you're smiling. And through the window, noticing the rainfall, the clouds in the sky. And the sound and sight of a campfire. Allowing the screen to soften and gently fade away. Begin to come back into an awareness, looking into your emotion without engagement, shame. Just notice any emotions you notice in your mind and in your body in this moment. Perhaps naming that emotion. Noticing where you notice that emotion in the body. And without judgment or fixing, notice if that emotion has an opposite. That opposite has an experience in your body. Noticing where that experience is. What sensations you know with it. And then with curiosity and exploration, draw in the emotion that you'd like to feel in this moment. Being curious, playing with that emotion, noticing where you can feel it in your body, what you would call those sensations. And then curiously trying another emotion. What would you like to feel in this moment? Drawing that experience into your experience. Allowing it to float through you as you acknowledge it and are witness to the sensations of where and how you feel it in your body in this moment. And continuing to look at another emotion, noticing you can draw that experience, feeling it completely within your whole body, noticing where you feel it and how you feel it, then allowing it to settle, to unwind, to relax completely. And returning back to neutral. Bringing your awareness, again without engagement or judgment, to any thoughts. Noticing it as a thought. Not as something to do or something to react to. Simply as a thought in your mind in this moment. Notice how you can move from thought to thought. Bringing your attention to one at a time. Without engagement, reacting, solving, or fixing. Just bringing that awareness to the thought and any sensations you might be experiencing with the thought. And then moving your awareness to the next thought. As though you're a butterfly floating from thought to thought with curiosity. Without a need to act, respond, or feel anything about it. And then relaxing that practice, coming back to your breathing. Beginning to notice the flow of the inhale and the flow of the exhale. And as you do so, imagining a light source. Perhaps it's the moon or the sun. Allowing that source of energy of light to be the energy you draw in with your inhale. As though it looks through all of you, allows a renewal of energy, a refueling. As though it's a healing light. It can relax and soften pain or tension of anything that it sees, anything that it brings light to. Bringing it into the body on the inhale and expanding it throughout the body on the exhale. With each new inhale, renewed fresh light. And with each exhale, a releasing of what is no longer helpful or needed. Washing away tension. Washing away pain. Taking 4 to 6 more breaths, inhaling in this light, allowing it to heal and soften and relax any areas in your body, your mind, your thoughts, your emotions. Each exhale, allowing what is no longer wanted, needed, or helpful to be released through the exhale. And allowing your breath to soften back to its natural state. And with it, the flow of the mantra, the intention you began with, to flow back into the thought, into the flow of your breath, as though it's being repeated once again within you, allowing it to shift or adjust in any way that it has without judgment, without effort. I am. Repeating the mantra 5 to 10 more times with your breath, allowing it to become more alive within you with every breath. Allowing yourself to be awoken by this inhale, this repeating of your mantra, is how you are coming back into an active aware state. Completely and fully alive in your mantra. And then inviting in that state the awakening of the physical body. Perhaps wiggling fingers and toes gently and progressively starting to add movement into the body. Taking as much time here as you want to come back into this alert, aware state, into the rest of your day. And if you're moving in to rest, into sleep, doing that gently, not alerting too much. Staying in that just before sleepy state as you complete any last moments of your day. And if you're earlier on in the day, maybe continuing to inhale, breathing in more deeply into the belly, allowing that breath to awaken all of the muscles, the body, allowing it to awaken the mind, in the heart with gratitude. Thank you for practicing with us today. Namaste.